This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beautiful. Okay, good morning, Rabbi. So we continue in Daf Shavuot. We're learning Masechet Chagiga, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Yep. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're up to the two dots. The Tum Tum Vandragonus. And a Tum Tum and an Andragonus. So the Mishnah said, Hakoil Chayav and Bria. Everyone's chayav to be mekayim the mitzvah of Riyah, which we said is machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the mitzvah of appearing. Tosfos says that we're not just talking about appearing, we're talking about bringing the carbon as well. Rashi picked one of two, one of the two mitzvahs. And it says everyone's chayav, except for a chere shoyt v'katan and a tumtum. What's a tumtum? Someone whose evarim are covered, so you don't know what they are. And androgynous, someone who has both simanim. Fine. So it says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon Zachar. It says a male, it says Shalosh Pam Bashan Yera Kol Zechurcha Lahaitzi Es Hanoshim, to exclude women, male as opposed to female. Then, but it doesn't say Zachar, it says Zechurcha. So if it just said Zayin Chavav Reish, it would exclude women. Yeah? Zechurcha, your males, meaning I'm even more specific, Lahaitzi Tumtum Andragonus. To exclude someone who is Evarim are covered, or someone who has both simanim. Then it says, Kol Zechurcha, all males, the rabbis as ketanim. To include even ketanim, are chayiv in the mitzvah, and we'll see what this means. How could that be? Ketanim, right, the Mishnah itself says what? Ketanim are patur. Fine. Right. Kol is including. Right.
So is that a reboy here?
No, it says males. Right, so males is males and not your males and not, but all males. So the word kol is a riboy and zechurcha is a mir. Yeah, you know, a mir achar mir might be a riboy, but there's a riboy and there's a mir. Yeah, so that's okay. Riboy, the kol is a riboy and zechurcha is a double mir, because each part of the word is a mir. Fine. Amar mar. The master said, we said earlier, Zachar, Lahaitzia Sanashim, to exclude women. So women are pater from Riyah. We have a pasuk that excludes women from Riyah. So, in fact, the Gemara, Halamali Kra. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude women from Riyah? Anyway, women should be pater. Why? Michti, mitzvah sase shazman gramahu. Riyah is a mitzvah shazman grama. V'chol mitzvah sase shazman gram nashim p'turais. And all mitzvahs that are governed by time, women are pater. So why do I need a miyah to exclude women? Anyway, it's governed by time. Says the Gemara, it's trich. I need the pasuk. Sagadai techamina neilef ria ria mehakel. I might think, let's make exer shava ria ria from hakel, and hakel mala halon noshim chayavos avkan noshim chayavos. Just like by hakel, women are chayav. It's a noshim noshim ataf. Kamash malon that what only men are chayav and women are not chayav because it says zechorcha. So I would have thought make exer shava of ria ria. Kamash malon the pasuk. That's what Tosfos said on Daf Gimel. That's exactly what Tosfos said, right? Tosfos wanted to know what.
Why don't we learn
from Ria Ria? There was a chayiv, and the answer is because of Zechurcha, right? That's exactly this Gemara. So, the Gemara continues. Amar Mar Zechurcha, your male Zehoitzi Tumtum Androgynous. Okay, ready for this? Gishmak. Bishlam Androgynous. Bishlama, we're going to exclude an androgynous. Bishlama, I need to exclude an androgynous because I would have thought an androgynous is chayiv itzrich. He does have simane zachar. He does have a simon that he's a zachar. So I would think, alts the fact that he has one simon that he's a zachar, he should be chayiv, lechayiv. Kamash malon, then no, he's still pater. Even though he has a simon that he's a zachar, he's still pater. Why? Deberia b'fnei. It's not the pshat, he's a zachar and a nekeva. He's a third category of being. So if he'd be a zachar and a nekeva, then maybe you can make the case he should be chayv alts his zachar part. It's not the pshat, he's half zachar, half nekeva. He's beria b'fnei atzma. He's an androgynous.
Does this with
probably not, but we don't know. Inconclusive from... according to what the Gemara is saying, Bar B'fnei Atzma, L'charanat. But you might may have thought he would be chayev. You could go many different ways. Androgynous is like a whole, you could write a whole, you know, Minchas Chinuch is full of androgynous. Every mitzvah, and androgynous. Chatzi, the whole Minchas Chinuch is what? Chatzi Evid Chatzi Ben Chorin and androgynous. Okay? Kamashon deberia b'fnei atzmahu. Ella, but rather, tumtum sveikuhu. Tumtum is not a deberia b'fnei atzmah. What's a tumtum? Someone who is Avarim is covered. It's covered by a membrane. You can't see. It's covered. So he's a Suffolk Zachar. He's not a Beria B'fnei Atzmai. He might be a Zachar. He might be a Nekeva. So since he's a Suffolk, meaning Bishlam Androgynous, I need a Pasuk, because I would think he's Chayiv. But a Tumna is a Suffolk. Mi Yitzchra Lamute Sveika. You need a Pasuk to exclude a Suffolk? What would the Havamina be that a Tumna would be Chayiv? Anyway, he's a Suffolk. Why would I think he's chayiv? It's only a suffix. Look at Rashi. Asakra lamute sveika is a pasuk coming. Right? The Gemara says, mi itzakra lamute sveika. Rashi says, betmiya, lama likra, mehechi tesa lan lechiyuve. Why would I ever think that you would be chayiv? Anyway, it's a suffix, zachar, suffix nekeva. So the guys are asking, what do you mean why I would think you're chayiv? This is a suffik d'oraisa, so why don't we say suffik d'oraisa l'chumra? Yeah? Comes a Shagas Aryeh. Abyssal preparing. Perash Rashi, there's a Turei Evan. Perash Rashi, lomali kra, mehechi tesel chivav kashali, havade iloi miyata kra, misveika havamina dechayev, dekai malon, sveika dairaisa lechumra. Who does this fit in well according to? We know the Shita of the Rambam is sveika dairaisa lekula. It's only the Chumra Midrabanan, right? It's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Rajma. The Rambam holds Sveika D'oraisa L'Chumra Midrabanan, but Midaraisa L'Kula. So the Gemara is asking, very good, why do I need a pasuk that a Tumtum's Pater? Why do I need a pasuk that a Tumtum's Pater? But of course a Tumtum's Pater, it's a Safek, and Safek is Pater. This is beautiful, according to Shitas HaRambam, Sveika D'oraisa L'Kula.
Is that
the Rambam holds Sveika D'oraisa L'Kula. I think he learns that from Suffolk Mamzer. Sveika D'oraisa L'Kula. So according to the Rambam, it's beautiful. This Gemara is enunciating the principle of the Rambam, Sveika D'oraisa L'Kula. Aber Shitas HaRajba, Sveika D'oraisa L'Chumra, Midoraisa. If it's Sveika D'oraisa L'Chumra D'oraisa, then what do you mean, why do I need a pasuk? I need a pasuk to say you're Pater, because otherwise Sveika D'oraisa L'Chumra Midoraisa. So in the Hagois on the Shagas Aryeh, he brings, and what's Rashi Shita? Because Rashi is saying, right? Rashi is saying, Bitmiya, Lama Likra Mehechi Tesan L'Chiyuve. It's a problem in Rashi, because Rashi throughout Shas seems to say, Sveika D'oraisa L'Chumra, like Shita Sarajba. Now, there's a Sfas Emes and there's a Chsam Sofer. The Sfas Emes says that when the Gemara says you should be Pater, the Gemara means only the Tzad Nekeva should be Pater. So the Gemara is asking, why do I need a Pasuk that the Tzad Nekeva is Pater? Of course the Tzad Nekeva is Pater. Why would the Tzad Nekeva be Chayiv? But Avada the Tzad Zachar, you have to go.
How does that work? It's one person.
The answer is you have to go.
Because of the suffix, but it is for sure. Because it's certain that it is.
The way the Sfas Emes learns it, at the end of the day, he does have to go. The pasuk is needed to pater the Tzad Nekeva, but the Gemara asks, on the Tzad Nekeva, why do I need a pasuk? It's a hard way to understand the Gemara.
The whole Indian of Safa D'oraisa L'Chumra is a D'oraisa D'ga Halacha?
So it's a machloikas rishonim, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Is that a d'oraisa d'ka halacha?
Because if it's not a d'oraisa d'ka halacha, so obviously then the Torah knows what is mechoyv, what's not mechoyv. It's not a safek. I mean, if you hold safek d'oraisa is not d'oraisa, so obviously the Torah wouldn't have made a pasuk behedya stating that something that's safek should be pater.
So you're saying the Gemara has a good question.
Right.
That's what the Shagasari is saying, according to the Rambam Shita, the Gemara's Kasha is good. Because if Savik Daraisa Lakula, the Gemara is asking...
But even if you hold Savik Daraisa is Lakhumra, but
Midrabanan, the Gemara still has a good
right,
Kasha. So that's what the Shagasari is saying, that Bishlam, according to the Rambam, that Midoi Raisa, Savik Daraisa Lakula, we're asking, why do I need a Pasuk? Anyway, Midoi Raisa, you're...
This is the first time I deal with Andragan, it sounds like it's the same situation.
Androgynous was different, though.
No, I'm saying that...
Sounds like an androgynous, you're potter.
Right, we know that, but the way that we're answering, we're saying why Tumtum Tchai, it sounds like on the side that it's a Zachar, so that's where you go.
It sounds like by Tumtum and Tzad that you're a Zachar, you're Chayav. By androgynous, there's no Tzad that you're a Zachar. You're Beria Bifnei Atzmai. There's no Tzad at Lameisa by androgynous that you're a Zachar. He brings over here, the Shev Shmaitza holds, that even though Savak Daraisa L'chumra Midai Raisa, that's always the Shita of Rava and Shas. But Abaye disagrees. And whenever we say Savak Daraisa L'chumra Midai Raisa, that's always going in Rava. And remember we said on Sunday, we always paskin like Rava. But who's the Makshin over here? Who's the Makshin? Doesn't say, does it? Oh, so he wants to say that Abaye is the Manda Amar over here, because Amar Abaye. So if it's Abaye, we're in Abaye's Beis Medrash, and Abaye's Beis Medrash, something the rest is the Kula. Based on the Shev Shmaitza, that Rava Shita, something the rest is the Chumra. And he says that the Chassam Sofer says a Mahalach like this. Okay, be it as it may, that's an important kasha on the sugya. In other words, sometimes you can remember a blot by the kasha. The big kasha on this blot is, what's the Gemara asking? Why would I think you're chayav? What do you mean, why would I think? Because of something that writes, fine, that's the Shagas Arya's kasha in the Turei Evan. So Amar Abaye answers the kasha. You know what the case is? You know why I need a pasuk by tumtum? We're talking about a certain type of tumtum. A regular tumtum, his whole aver is in a membrane. You can't see any of it, so you really don't know if he's a zachar nekeva. But there's another kind of tumtum. There's a tumtum kishabetzav mibachotz. The testicles are on the outside, but the gid is on the inside. In other words, the aver of zachrus is covered, but you know he's a zachar because the bayim are on the outside. Okay, so that's what Abaye explains. That's the scenario over here. In other words, we're talking about a tumtum, but we know what gender he is. Why? Because the bayim are michutz mibachutz, but the gid is mibifnim.
So halachically, still.
So therefore, you would have thought he's chayev because he's a zachar. Kamashon lamaisa, he's a tumtum, and a tumtum is pater. Okay. Amar Mar, kol zechurcha l'rabbis esaktanim. It says kol zechurcha to exclude minors.
Larabbis,
thank you. To include minors, right? Kol is marbe, it includes even ketanim. Aye, but the mission itself said, like you asked, v'atran chutz mecher shayt v'katan, amar abaye loy kasha, kan b'katan shigia l'chinuch, kan b'katan shaloy higia l'chinuch. It depends. Here we're talking about a katan shigia l'chinuch is chayiv from the pasuk of kol zuchorcha, but katan shaloy higia l'chinuch is pater. Yeah, so now, that would have to be the age of chinuch.
For this particular mitzvah.
So why don't we title it in the same... That's defining what chinuch is.
I mean, you could have a scenario where...
So yeah, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says from that age and up, you have to train him, right?
Either holding the hand, which I think is a bayi.
I mean, even though these are not ages of das, these are ages of physical stamina.
Because you said it has to do with philodoma.
But
right.
But still...
That wasn't tied to chenach, that wasn't tied to...
I guess there are two parts of chenach. The kid has to have the das, and the kid has to be physically able to perform the mitzvah. So the Mishnah is discussing the physical stamina of the kid. So the Gemara, right, so katan shegel chenoch is chayev. It sounds like midaraisa because I have a pasuk of kol zechorcha. Katan shegel chenoch is pater. In fact, the Gemara, katan shegel chenoch. Katan shegel chenoch drabanan hi. Katan that reaches the age of chenoch, you can't say we learn from a pasuk, it's only drabanan. Says the Gemara, ena chenami. You're right. Vikra asmachta ba'alma. The pasuk is merely a hint, but it's not a full-fledged drasha that a katan shigia l'chinuch is chayev midaraisa only chayev midrabanan. So now the question is: so what do I do with the pasuk of kol zechorcha on a daraisa level? Velakra l'mayasa. What do we do with the pasuk? L'chid acherim. We do with it what the acherim says. The tnan we learned in a mishnah. Now I'll tell you something interesting. Is there a brachas here? Usually we say Acherim is Rameir. It's not always Rameir.
I understand. This is like a new end. I never. Asmach Lama, it's the end. It's over. What do you mean? We're defining now that you can have Asmach Lama and then, like, what's the point of the process? No. Like,
yeah.
Why isn't it good enough? It's Asmach Lama. What do we
no, but so, but then the word is extra.
In other words, no. I mean, they could say that. Why is in this case? Why is this different than any other cross machbam?
Because here, I'll tell you. Because here, this braisa is analyzing the word zechorcha, saying zachar is for this, the cha is for this, the kol is for this. So now we're saying no, the kol is not for that. So like the obvious question, so what is it for? It's a braisa explaining that.
So then we can't call it an asmachta then. So don't we can't call it. In other words, if there's a reason, it's not an asmachta.
No, the call must be for something else. Thank you. The call must be for something else. But we want to know what it is.
Then it's not an asmachta anymore.
No, it's an asmachta for the din of katan shegiya l'chinuch and for the drasha that it's going to darshan. It's not an asmachta. Legabe this din, it's an asmachta. Legabe whatever, you're right. Whatever it's really teaching me, it's not an asmachta. Legabe lemayasa lechida achirim. The tan achirim ayrim hamakame. It's someone who scrapes dog excrement off the floor. Vahametzarif, and someone who is a melts copper. Rashi says metzarif nechoshes. Look at Rashi. Hamakame. It's mefarish sechus ksubas. Hamakame. It's biyadoi tsayas klavim. Someone who scrapes the manure of dogs off the floor. Now Rashi says, I don't know for sure, but Vayimar ani kilasakin behena oirois. It's to fix hides that they're ma'abed b'tzayas klavim. So even the hides of safras they do this with. V'hametzarif nechoshes shemetzarfoy b'makom shetoyfenoisem in akarka. They melt it in the place that they dig it out of the ground. All of these things, the person who works with it reeks. Okay. The habursi or a tanner patura minaria is pater from ria. Why? Mishum shenemar kol zechurcha. Misha yacha lalais im kol zechurcha. Yatsu elu sheinam ruin lalais im kol zechurcha. Only someone who could be accompanied by the rest of the Jewish people, but someone who smells so bad that people stay out of his company is pater from the mitzvah of ria. Now,
that's temporary.
Pashtus is permanent. Pashtus is permanently. Someone who deals with it, you can't just take a bath and, you know, come to show Friday night and you smell like $1 million. No. You could shower and bathe. Once a makamets, always a makamets. But the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says only temporary. Most Rishonim say it's a permanent.
So why does the Gemara bring specific cases? If you just say kol misha,
is that right?
It's like the original shot. Extreme. That these are cases where
it's permanent.
It's permanent.
By the way, just to remind you of Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos asked that the Mishnah seems to imply not like this because the Mishnah said chutz mecheres shaytu bekatam tumtum. It didn't say mekametz and borsi. Why didn't it list them? So Tosfos says the Mishnah doesn't disagree. The Mishnah does a tani v'shayer. The Rambam may learn the Mishnah disagrees, meaning this Gemara Taka learns they're permanent. But our Mishnah learns it's only temporary. That's why the Mishnah didn't list them, and that's where the Rambam gets it from. So it's interesting. Okay. Now, and come back to the Rashi. Remember you pointed out Rashi learns that Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyrin is already Chayev in Re'iyah even before he's freed. That's also not unanimous. We're going to see. You're Taka right. Rashi learns that way, but we'll take a look. Next, Sugya. Noshim V'Avodim She'enom Meshachrarim. women and servants that are not freed, right? They're pater. So Bishlam and Nashim Kida Amran. Bishlam, women are pater. Why? It says Zechorcha. Ela Avadim Minalan. Why do we exclude Avadim? Amar Avhuna, Amar Kra. It says Shalosh Pam Bashan Yerkozla El Pnei Ha'adain Hashem. Ravuna says in the Pasuk, to the face of the Master God. Mi she'ein loy ela adoin echad, yatsa zeh she'yesh loy adoin acher.
It says in this mitzvah, this Pasuk
is? Yeah, look in the Torah or HaShalim. I think it's a Pasuk in Kisisa, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yera'el kol zechorcha, el p'nei ha'adoin Hashem. Yeah? Three times a year, you're going to go to your master, meaning God has to be the only master here, as opposed to an Eved that has another master. Yatzaza shish adan acher. Frakti Gemara, halam alikra. Why do I need a pasuk? Michti, kol mitzvah she'isha chayev esba, Eved chayeba. Anything that a woman is chayev, an Eved is chayev. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayev esba, anything a woman is pater, eino Eved chayev esba. So therefore, why do I need a pasuk that an Eved is pater? Of course an Eved is pater. Why? Because an Eved is like a isha. So the Rosh Hashanah says, what are you hacking me a chaynik? The sugya starts off, how do I know an Eved is pater? And then we find how, and then we ask, why do I need that pasuk? He should be pater like a woman. So what are you starting up with me? How do we know? It's like a woman is pater.
Also, you know? Question on our Mishnah, why does it list both an Isha and an Eved? One is enough.
Yeah, maybe. In other words, the sugya starts what? How do you know a woman is pater? And then we find the pasuk, and say, why do I need the pasuk? Of course you're pater. So why do you ask in the beginning, how do you know he's pater? So it says Gemara, the Gemara lala me'isha. We learn out lala from a woman. Right, it says by a woman, la. The cause of la sefer krisis. And it says by a shivcha oichufa shala nitana. So just like a woman is in other words, what are we asking? Why do I need a pasuk? Right, how do I know avadim? So Vuna says, because from the pasuk of El Pnei Adain. So Gemara says, why do I need a kra? Why do I need a pasuk? A woman is pater, so what? An Eved is pater. Why? Why do we? See, this is not the answer. This is part of the question, right? The Gamar La La Me'isha. We learn La La from a woman, just like a woman is pater from the mitzvah of Re'ia. Avadim should also be pater. Can I tell you Shagasari's kasha on this? Shagasari's kasha is, where does it say La? It says La by an Isha. Where else does it say La? By a Shivcha Kananis. So you only have a right to learn out that a Shivcha Kanana should be pater from Riyah, just like an Isha is pater from Riyah. But how do you know an Eved is pater? Maybe you'd say an Eved is Chayiv in Riyah, just like a man is Chayiv in Riyah. I mean, where's the second law by a Shivcha Kanana? But we're talking about an Eved here. We don't know about an Eved. Maybe an Eved is Chayiv. That's a Turi Evans Kasha. No, we do. I thought I remember from the Gemara in Kedushin that there's a Hekish between an Eved and an Amma. I remember the Lashon. I thought there was a Beferish Hekish. Okay, that's his Kasha. So the question is again, why do I need a Pasuk of El Pnei Adain? Learn it out from Isha. Amar Ravina! Which Ravina is this? This is the Ravina from that Beis HaManav. The whole Beis HaManav is all about Ravina. Where the Gemara says, what about Ravina who says, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Pater from Re'ia? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Lei Nitzracha. You know what the Mishnah means when it says that an Eved is pater from Re'iyah? It's talking about Ela Lemi Shechetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chayren. That's who's pater. Now, Ravina's only saying this in the Mishnah before Beis Hillel was Moedah to Beis Shammai. In the Mishnah Rishayna, before Beis Hillel was Moedah that you got to free the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayren, Ravina would say that you're pater from Re'iyah. But once Beis Hillel was Moedah that Tekantem Es Rabbi ves atzmai loy tikantem, and therefore we force the adain to free him, then what would Ravina say? That avada chatziyev chasimun chayon is chayiv to Faria, and that's what it means. Hakol chayovin lerabbi chatziyev chatziben chayon. And what does it mean? In other words, the way Ravina reads the Mishnah is very interesting. Hakol chayovin, everyone's chayvin riya, include, what does that include? Chatziyev chatziben chayon. And what does it mean? Avadim ar pater? That means chatziyev chatziben chayon. Ay, it's a stira mene obey. No. First came the second part of the Mishnah that said Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Potter. And after Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, then they put in Hakol Chayavin. But anyway, Amar Ravina, Leinitzrucha Elomi Shechatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chayrin, Dekanami. The Mishnah's mashma that when it says Hakol Chayavin, when it says that a eved she'enoi meshuchrar is potter, it's referring to chatzi eved chatzi ben chayin. Why? Diktani noshim va'avodim she'enoi meshuchraran. My she'enoi meshuchraran. What does it mean they're not freed? I leima she'enoi meshuchraran klal. If it means they're not freed at all, listeni avodim stoma. Just say avodim. Avodim she'enoi meshuchrarim are
people.
In other words, if it's talking about an eved that's not freed, if it means that they're not freed at all, a full-fledged Eved, just say Eved. What do you have to say? She'inu meshachram. An Eved is an Eved is an Eved. Elalav. Einu meshachram. Elalav. She'inu meshachram. Legamri. It means it's not completely freed. Maininu. What does it mean not completely freed? Mishachetzio Eved v'chetzio ben chayrin. Shma mina. So Ravina would be of the opinion that chatzio Eved chatzio ben chayrin is potter. Now, the Gemara had a havamina chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is taka chayiv, because Gemara had a havamina hakol is lasuye chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin. But ultimately, Gemara says even Ravina would agree you're chayiv, because after you have to free him. So okay, so now Rashi says on Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom Rashi, that lemaisa chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is chayiv in Re'iyah. Why? Because once Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that Bezdin forces the master to free him. It's like he's freed already. And you're chayiv, even though the guy is a half an eved chatzi ben chayrin, right?
Because he's going to be freed.
That was the Rashi that Asi pointed out. That he's going to be freed, so he's already considered like he's freed and he's already chayiv. So, what? You didn't have to say that. You could have theoretically said, Ravina is moide that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is chayiv once he's freed.
Because my question wasn't.
So then you'd say that's of course you're chayiv. You're a free man. Maybe that's pashut, right?
So my question was that you could find a case then.
Uh-huh.
That you're mishachar the eved the day of that he's chayiv in re'iyah. So you could find a case if he wasn't mechayiv right away that we force him. Then you could find a case that even though he's chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, eventually he will be freed. But in the interim,
mm-hmm, he's
not
putter.
Freed. So what are we going to do in that case?
That case, we would have thought you're putter, right?
But you would be chayev then.
No, the chiddush of Rashi is that you're chayev.
Right.
The Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, one of the Rishonim, he says like this.
That's a chiddush, but you still have it.
Ready? Hakol asuye mi shechatzi ev chatzi ben charen shaba'a kapanem lechi av ri'ya v'afil lo yirtza rabbi. Now listen to this. Ula oilam calls man shle shicharai pater min haria. Dikra asa lemiftere miria. The pasuk of Peneha Adain paters you from Ria. Dikra asa lemiftere miria. Afabib shebashamitz was chai mishim tzad chiros. V'chein pasuk Rambam. Koyfin is Rabbi Zeman Chayim. V'chein ma'akol asim mitzchaz Rabbi Zeman Shabbal kabam l'chi avriya. In other words, he learns that until you're freed, you're potter.
So you're physically actually free.
Yeah.
Is there any other myth? This would be with everyone. Why just with
him? According to the Rashi, would be chayiv in all mitzvahs because he's already considered like he's freed?
Why would this be the exception? If he's
maybe. So then it'll be a very big machlokes about chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin. Zak the Gemara, the hachiger, the hasuma, the choila, the hazakein. A cripple, a blind person, a sick person, and an old person. What's this going on? That's what the Mishnah says, right? Mm-hmm. Your pater. Tan Rabbanan. Regalim prat labale kavin. Regalim excludes someone with a stump on his foot. Now, the Gemara said on Gimel Amud Aleph that we learn out from where? Pa'amim. What do we learn out from regalim? Chigir v'raglayachas. Davar acher, regalim prat l'chigir. Ulechoyla, ulesuma, ulezakein, ulesheina yachal alis v'raglav. Rashi says davar acher. Therefore, regalim comes to include someone who needs another thing to lean on.
Why a cane? Why a suma?
Why? Is that why? I thought a suma is excluded. Stam a suma is pater from all mitzvahs. Elamai, one eye. That we learned out from Yeroa. No?
No, that's
not. In other words, suma we learned that from a different drasha on Beis Amud Aleph. No, here the Gemara is learning out from regalim, which is interesting. How could you learn out so many things? Here it sounds like anybody who needs anything to lean on. That's what Rashi says, right? But that's not like we said on Beis Amud Aleph. Suma we learned on Beis Amud Aleph from Yeraya. It's interesting. I'm saying even in the Davar Acher, right? Regalim prat lechiger ulechayla usumazaken usheni yachal alis ragla. Affecting more usheni yachal alis ragla vasu yemei. What is a case of someone who can't walk on his own? We listed all the case. In other words, here are examples of people who can't walk: chiger, choyla, and suma, zaken, eni yachal alis ragla. What's the case of eni yachal?
Well, katan. Right, under the katan, who couldn't walk and you'd have to carry him on the
shoulder. I guess then it would have said katan. So Amar Rava. So here, in other words, it sounds like it's not a katan. Lasuye mefanki, mefunak. Rashi says shein holchem b'lay minol. Because basically, to get to the Har Bayis, you have to go barefoot, and mefankim cannot go barefoot, because a person cannot enter the Har Bayis with a shoe. Like the pasuk says, mi bikesh zois miyadchem ramais chatzeroy dechsev kisa. Ki savayu leira is panai mi bikeza is mi yadachem ramos chatzeroi. This is where in Yeshaya. This is the haftar of Chazoin. So you're not allowed to go into the harabayas with the shoes. So therefore, someone who is a mafunuk and can't wear shoes, that's the case of his pater. He's a mafunuk.
Why can't
he take off
like his
shoes?
Like,
he
can't
hack
shoes.
It.
He needs
his shoes on.
I care what you get.
Is it stupid?
We're a kohen?
I'm saying it's a mitzvah.
What's the case of a mafunak? He could, if we could, he doesn't like it, or he mamish can't do it.
No, he doesn't want to take off. No,
he doesn't want to
take off his shoes at all. Even in the
mafunak,
he's in the Azori. He doesn't
want to
take off.
Yeah. So he can't do it? I'm saying, what is it? Let's say we say do it. He'll say, okay, fine, but I don't like it. And is he still pater?
No, because he's not considered mafunik. Then mafunik means under no circumstances.
Who cares?
So if someone's then I mean, he's not mevatel the mitzvah. I mean, a mafunik is not being mevatel the mitzvah. He's pater from the mitzvah. He's pater.
Which is the truth is, what other mitzvah do we find that if a summons mafunik?
Let's say
somebody
a sukkah.
Doesn't want to uncover his sleeve, so he doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't want to uncover his sleeve.
Let's say sukkah. A guy is mafunik. He can't eat outside. Exactly. He has to have a perfect temperature. He's mitzari. He's pater. He's pater. But
the
there you're pater because
he's bayless, obviously.
But,
I mean.
But he's not pater. Young Misha, he's pater.
From what? Yeah. There's a shaila whether mitzari is pater on Yom Misha. It's a shaila. Okay, Rabbi Seishkeich.
Why Minhag Hungarian is to take your shoes off when you enter the home so you get used to it so you won't be in front of it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.